You're listening to SBS News.
An expert is warning that US President Donald Trump's astonishing U-turn after agreeing to meet with President Putin to discuss ending the war in Ukraine is an alarming development. In this edition of Weekend One-on-One, Nigel Gold-Davis, a senior fellow for Russia and Eurasia at the International Institute for Strategic Studies, explains that the symbology of holding the summit in Alaska was clear and that the location naturally favours Russia.
What we've seen over the past 24 hours is an absolutely extraordinary development. There was this drumroll to the deadline, in fact, the shortened deadline, that President Trump had clearly and publicly declared for Russia to agree a ceasefire. And as that deadline approached, his language became very specific and really unprecedentedly threatening towards Russia. These things called secondary tariffs, sanctions, very deprecating remarks about the Russian economy. And what have we seen? An astonishing U-turn, it would seem. The most emphatic retreat from a Trumpian deadline. Rather than impose any of the pain, make good on any of his threats, he appears to have rewarded Putin in this extraordinary way by agreeing to a summit.
Why in Alaska? It'd
be very interesting to know who proposed Alaska. The symbology of it is clear, and it's easy to imagine Putin making the point, the argument, the sort of the framing point to Trump that, look, we once had this territory and we gave it to you. Therefore, Ukraine had this territory and now should give it to us. So tactically, the location of the summit would seem to be something that naturally favors Russia, as well as the form, as well as it being bilateral.
So what's behind President Trump's decision to engage President Putin in a summit meeting in the first place?
It's very strange, and we're all learning to try to form a kind of a Kremlinology of the White House, using tools and techniques honed in Soviet times, looking for clues and for hints and CERN about what the hell is going on, what the mix of influences around Trump, and indeed in Trump's head, is propelling his latest statement. But it does seem at this point that in an astonishingly rapid and emphatic way that Trump's current Russian policy has flipped back to some version of what it was when he returned to office in January. It's as if his slow apparent disillusionment with Putin, his growing awareness that it's Putin, not Zelensky, who's the obstacle to peace, as if none of that had happened. And there have been so many extraordinary twists and turns in this so far. All that's clear at this point is that Putin has already achieved the major victory of securing a summit meeting with the United States on American soil. And that's something that he will be working very hard to make the maximum use of in the coming week. One further question is, where is Europe in all of this? Europe must be alarmed and, in fact, appalled by this latest turn of events. Europe really would, in the worst case, have to take a clearly different policy towards the war from Washington. That would potentially have larger implications for the transatlantic alliance. But of course, that would be the worst case, and Europe and European leaders will be doing everything they can in the course of the coming week to ensure that whatever outcomes emerge from Alaska, they do not lead to Trump siding with a malign and dangerous Putin construction of the war and how it should be ended.